It is Thursday, March 19th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau agree to close the U.S.-Canadian border to most travel due to the coronavirus pandemic. Trump claims new powers to nationalize industry, but so far he's proven unwilling to stop medical shortages. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is deciding what to do with his presidential campaign. Maybe he could assign a few tech-savvy Zoomers to help Joe Biden, who is canceling fundraisers due to technical difficulties. And lastly, the U.S. economy has been thrown into chaos as a result of the coronavirus, with stocks collapsing and unemployment soaring. Signs from abroad suggest it's going to get worse very soon, with death tolls growing from Europe to Africa and beyond.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
More of the world is going on lockdown. Now Canada's border with the United States is being closed to non-essential travel. President Donald Trump made the announcement on Twitter yesterday morning. Shortly thereafter, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a press conference and said he agreed with Trump's decision. Details are scarce, but tourism is definitely out. Food, fuel, medicine, and other goods may continue to cross. The White House will also reportedly be invoking the Korean War-era Defense Product Act to cope with looming shortages of medical and other goods. The 1950 law allows for the government to essentially take over businesses and industries, set prices, and make direct economic interventions not seen in generations. Much scarcity in the U.S. is artificial and driven by profit margins. The Washington Post reported that hospitals have been holding back on ordering new ventilators for COVID-19 patients because they say the machines are too expensive. Ventilators can start at $25,000. Not having enough of them means people will die needlessly. In a call with governors, Trump previously suggested the states try to buy their own without federal help. Despite an $8 billion emergency spending package passed by Congress, healthcare workers told ProPublica they still can't buy masks and other vital gear. None of the money was allocated directly to first responders. A severe shortage of hospital beds is coming. A Harvard study found that if all intensive care unit beds are freed up to deal with COVID-19 patients, the country may need seven times as many hospital beds as currently exist. Trump said military hospital ships were bringing help, but the Navy told NBC that the ships had no doctors on board. The Air Force quietly flew 500,000 coronavirus test kits into the country from Italy, but reporters only found out because a member of the air crew posted a picture of the cargo to Instagram. The picture was later deleted, not an encouraging show of transparency. At a press conference, Trump said healthy rich people cutting in line to get coronavirus tests ahead of people who were suffering was, quote, the story of life. Bernie Sanders did not suspend his presidential campaign yesterday, as some falsely reported. However, he may be preparing for such an announcement. Per the campaign, Sanders will be listening to supporters in coming weeks and, quote, assessing what to do. That announcement came one day after big wins by Joe Biden in the Arizona, Illinois, and Florida Democratic primaries. Ohio's primary did not take place as scheduled. It was canceled. Sanders said he is now focused on the coronavirus. His plan, as we reported yesterday, goes farther than the other congressional Democrats or Republicans have proposed. For instance, Sanders wants monthly payments of $2,000 to Americans affected by the pandemic instead of a one-time check. More and more people are wondering aloud if the general election will even happen in November, no matter who the Democrats run against Trump. The New York Times revealed a classified analysis suggesting lockdowns, shortages, and economic conditions rivaling the Great Depression could go on for 18 months or longer until a vaccine is developed. The Nation magazine warned that if the November election takes place on schedule, pro-Trump governors may suppress the vote with localized curfews in Democratic areas. Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden postponed at least one online fundraising event. The campaign cited, quote, a technical matter. The event was supposed to take place via conferencing. Even before the cancellation, donors were told they would not be permitted to ask questions during the event. Guess that's what we call a technical matter.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
This pandemic could change the global economy forever. The oil price took another major dive down to around $20 per barrel. Other stocks kept falling too. An economist with J.P. Morgan Chase projected nearly 20% shrinkage in the U.S. economy over the next two quarters as measured by gross domestic product. Some called this dire, others optimistic. Major layoffs hit large and small businesses around the country, with some states anticipating one in five workers will soon be out of an income. A Guardian report showed how some bosses are telling workers to show up to the office and even to, quote, eat, drink, and be merry. Public health consensus be damned. Among those executives was Tesla's Elon Musk, who earlier this month called coronavirus concerns, quote, dumb. The Senate passed a bill which landed on Trump's desk yesterday to expand paid leave and unemployment benefits. Congress is expected to receive another stimulus measure from the White House, including up to $1 trillion in tax cuts, some modest direct payments for affected Americans soon. None of the proposals come close to what many governments in Asia, South America, and Europe are offering people whose lives have been upended. In a rare televised speech direct to the public, German Prime Minister Angela Merkel called the COVID-19 the worst crisis since World War II. London could reportedly be on lockdown by tomorrow. Italy reported the largest one-day spike in COVID-19 deaths anywhere, 475 people, bringing the death toll there to 3,000. Iran is also suffering greatly, and all the more so as a result of Trump's recent sanctions. The death toll is rising in countries around Africa, and the World Health Organization yesterday warned governments there to, quote, prepare for the worst. India claims few cases, but local reports suggest that Narendra Modi government is simply not testing people while lying about the figures. Concern grew over 8 million people in Kashmir who remain without the internet. The virus is spreading there, but people have no access to information about how to deal with it. Back in the U.S., many Facebook users said the site had been flagging legitimate news articles as misinformation about the pandemic. Thanks, Zuck. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
32,000 people were left without power after a major earthquake in Utah. Yesterday's morning quake came in at 5.7 on the Richter scale and was centered near the town of Magna, just west of Salt Lake City. Photos showed it also broke the trumpet on a large golden statue of the angel Moroni on the main Mormon temple at the state capitol. NASA released new data yesterday showing that Greenland lost 600 billion tons of ice in 2 months last year, the second highest loss of ice on record. Scientists said that two-month mass melt in Greenland was enough to raise global sea levels more than 2 millimeters. But of course, other frozen places are also thawing very fast. A new study of 35 top global banks found that they've poured over $2 trillion into fossil fuels since the Paris Climate Agreement, not even 4 years ago. J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citibank all together accounted for nearly a third of that huge sum. Environmental groups that commissioned the study said it proves these corporations are lying when they say they care about climate change. Surprise, surprise. Legal recreational marijuana sales in Canada are not growing as fast as hoped. There was a simple reason, according to consumer complaints reviewed by The Guardian. As one smoker put it, quote, the legal stuff is garbage. For higher quality at a lower price, it seems many are returning to the old reliable black market. While you're there, pick up some test kits and hand sanitizer.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.